Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Hochul is hoping business leaders can help shore up support for her big housing plan. Is facing pushback from her fellow Democrats in Albany. WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from Rybrook in Westchester County, where he heard from Governor Hochul today. So, Steve, what was her pitch there?
The pitch is to business leaders here, basically that the state needs more housing to stay competitive. She was here at this massive office park just off 287 in an auditorium here packed with local business leaders. And the pitch is that these companies need more housing so they can attract more top talent. The governor said the housing market as it is now in New York is an impediment. People see the high prices, they see the limited options, and they head somewhere else. Her housing plan right now is for every locality downstate to grow by 3% over 3 years. They would get various funds and incentives to help with infrastructure needs. The housing can take pretty much any form and go anywhere as long as something in the end gets built.
What kind of response is the governor getting from lawmakers on this proposal?
It's been an icy one, to say the least. You can look at this event itself. You had all these business leaders, but not a single lawmaker was here to join the governor and support her message. We've seen suburban lawmakers out on Long Island and to some extent up here in Westchester as well, saying they are flat out opposed to this. The key point of contention is the local override. Basically, if a locality does not cooperate, doesn't build this housing, the state would be able to come in and override those local decisions and allow that housing to get built. Lawmakers put out their own budget plans in the last day or so and omitted that local override. They say it's enough to build in incentives. You don't need to threaten these places as well. I asked the governor how hard she's willing to fight for that aspect of the package. She said it is a cornerstone of her plan, but conversations with lawmakers will continue.
We're just a little over 2 weeks away until the state budget is due in Albany. Are there other contentious issues that we could be looking at?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of ground they'll have to cover in these last couple of weeks. Bail reform might be the biggest hurdle, a very high-profile issue. We had the governor say she wants to give judges more flexibility, more leeway to keep suspects behind bars. But leaders in both the Senate and Assembly have said they don't really see any need to address bail reform any further. So that's going to be a tough battle ahead. Charter schools, another big area of disagreement. The governor wants to allow more charter schools to open in the five boroughs. But again, lawmakers omitted that entirely from their plans. And the MTA, big question of funding. Governor Hochul put out her own plan to raise the payroll mobility tax. Lawmakers, though, want to dig a little deeper. They want to avoid a fare increase and maybe start a pilot program for free buses. So quite a bit to keep an eye on here in the coming weeks in Albany.
All right, Steve, thanks. We trust you will do just that. Our Steve Burns in Rybrook this afternoon.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.